When you think of rap, you probably don't imagine the selflessly giving out millions or abstinence from material pleasures. Since hip-hop has become a commercial powerhouse in the music industry, the genre has often been viewed with a thick fog of negativity looming over it in the mainstream media, which means the good deeds and upstanding values that are buried within are often underpublicized. But today, we'll uncover the stories of a handful of spitters who have exemplified some of the most important values that human beings can hold. My name is Luesta, and these are the 7 heavenly virtues as rap. We'll start in a place where rap is most ridiculed, the hypersexualized content that led parents across the nation to call for the iconic parental advisory labels, which has now become a staple of rap album covers. There's a long list of reasons that rap is often associated with a sinful lifestyle. For starters, it accounts for 69% of the explicit content across Billboard charts, which is why our first virtue, chastity, known as the act of abstaining from sexual activities, is definitely not something you would typically associate with hip-hop music, because in the world of mainstream rap, it's common to hear lyrics about stealing someone else's partner, engaging in casual relationships, and in general, displaying attitudes that can be seen as disrespectful towards women. Even female rappers tend to focus more on their image and over-sexualizing their bodies more than they would on creating a good song. Despite all the freaky talk, several rappers have pledged celibacy or voluntary abstinence from sex in the past few years, including Lil Uzi and 50 Cent. Even Lil Yachty joined the club, to the point that, in a recent interview, he mentioned that women might assume he's gay because of it. But the crown of chastity can never go to these rappers, because despite their standout life choices, their lyrics tend to poorly reflect their goals, and most of them still continue to contribute to the over-sexualized atmosphere of hip-hop. Only a few rappers both live and rap a chastinous way of life, but none of them stand out quite like Chance the Rapper. Chance has always been a musician who preached about positivity, perhaps to a fault, as his raps usually steer clear of lyrics that hint at sexual themes. With tracks like Hot Shower being an anomaly throughout his discography, he isn't like many rappers that sleep around or have multiple baby mamas, and is well known to be extremely dedicated to his wife Kristen, so much so that it's become a meme amongst his fan base. You see, we have to give the chastity title to Chance because he really takes his relationship with his wife a bit more seriously than most people in general. As I discussed in my documentary about Chance that we dropped a few weeks ago, his entire career trajectory took a huge turn in 2019, which is the exact moment that he and his wife made things official. With the release of his album The Big Day, Chance has become infamous for having one of the most hardest falloffs the genre has ever seen due to the album receiving an incredibly poor reception. And everyone points to the woman he decided to dedicate the entire album to as reasons why things took a turn for the worst.
I'm happy for Chance the Rapper that he's happy and he's got a successful marriage, but this album to me just does not hit any places creatively.
The amount he was ridiculed was so bad that till this day, he still hasn't dropped a new album and rarely ever pops out to do a feature or anything. But besides all the negativity thrown his way, Chance and his wife continue to raise their happy family of 4 in Chicago. So although it was for the worst it seems, there definitely isn't another rapper who upholds the ideals of chastity like Chance. But instead of looking at a rapper whose strength is holding them back, let's appreciate someone who's been praised for their ability to go all out for others. As in this next section, we're discussing the virtue of charity. Now, it isn't rare for rappers to act generously with their money, even if you don't necessarily see them as the benevolent type. Over the years, 21 Savage has staged a back-to-school drive for underprivileged kids, while Kodak Black decided to give away 5,000 turkeys to families in his native Florida. And in spite of being one of the biggest trolls the industry has ever encountered, 50 Cent still pledged to feed 1 billion Africans. With all the money that some artists make, we almost expect them to pay it forward to those in need. What we usually don't see, though, is hands-on action and long-term commitment to meaningful change. Charity, the act of voluntary giving, comes in many shapes and sizes. But one rapper who represents the value on a multitude of levels is Akon. Famously recognized for his rise to fame in the early 2000s with a blend of R&B and hip-hop hits, including the club favorite, Smack That, Akon also happens to be one of the most impactful givers in the industry. After growing up in Senegal, the Convict Records CEO always felt a strong connection to the people of Africa. So, in June of 2015, he made a promise that would completely change the quality of life of African citizens.
One of my biggest dreams, really, to, you know, supply Africa with electricity. And I've always felt that the need for electricity there has been the biggest problem.
In third world countries, many people are often left without basic necessities like food, water, and electricity. Even Akon himself was raised in a home without any lights. So he pledged to bring power to the homes of 600 million Africans. But he didn't just fund a power line project or buy generators for families. He founded Lighting Africa, an organization that would plan and install solar panels across the continent and teach locals how to use and take care of the new technology. Central Africa gets tons of sun year round, so it makes perfect sense to use this eco-friendly renewable source that will provide sustainable energy for many lifetimes.
One thing that you don't realize is Africa, we'll never run out of sun.
Right.
So it's just like energy is right in front of you. So well, how do we utilize that to help, you know, defeat that problem?
After receiving a whopping $1 billion in funding, work began in the most remote parts of the continent, and it's working its way in. To this day, you can be sure to find Akon serving alongside these men and women to improve the lives of millions.
Recently, your fellow rapper Snoop Dogg said you should be named Person of the Year because of all the work you're doing in Africa. I mean, do you feel fulfilled?
Fulfillment won't really come until Africa's developed for me. I think where we are will create the beginning of what it could become.
Akon doesn't do it for the accolades. He does it for the love of his people, and that separates him from others in his midst. Because for many of them, they can have good intentions, but their focus can be clouded by many of the destructive forces that life in the limelight brings, such as drugs and alcohol. But for our next rapper, this has never been a problem, which is why he deserves to hold the title for Temperance. Substance abuse has an unfortunate history in the hip-hop community. In the 80s, rappers warned audiences of the dangers of drugs. In the 90s, the narrative shifted to selling drugs out of necessity. But as time went on, things began to swing the other way. Almost half of modern rap songs mention alcohol, nearly two-thirds reference drug use, and the attitude towards substance abuse is filled with glorification and encouragement. As the culture surrounding drug use shifts within rap from dealers to users, it has tragically claimed many victims, including Juice WRLD, Lil Peep, Pimp C, and many more. However, there are still several artists who advocate for a sober lifestyle. Temperance is a virtue of self-restraint, especially as it pertains to drugs and alcohol. In the world of hip-hop, few symbolize this concept as well as Tyler the Creator. Tyler has always been unapologetically vocal when it comes to his sobriety. His experiences with alcohol and drugs are limited, and it's safe to say that he realized straight away that it wasn't for him.
I just never wanted to drink. It's just something that didn't interest me. I've been high twice in my life. When I was 17, I smoked weed and I was like, this is not fun.
He has also stated that after seeing the way people behave when they're drunk, it simply never appealed to him and wasn't something he wanted to replicate. And Tyler has shown that he also isn't afraid to hold those who are close to him accountable. For example, while he was in the booth with ASAP Rocky and a few other artists, Tyler saw that someone was smoking a blunt and he slapped it out of their hand, stating that it was a distraction and that everyone was there to work, not to hang out. He went on to demand that his sessions were drug-free, saying, "Fuck that, clear mine, at least once. God damn." The most inspiring part of Tyler's wise choices is the intention behind them. As for him, it's an act of self-preservation to avoid being led into temptation.
I have an addictive personality, like where I wear the same outfit for a month and a half type shit. If I ended up liking alcohol or some shit, it would be the fucking downfall of me.
Rather than finding himself alienated, Tyler's strict stance on substances has received tons of love, respect, and understanding from his fan base. As someone with an addictive personality, I totally understand where he's coming from. A lot of my friends do drugs and drink. The reason I haven't is my dad's side has addiction to drugs and he's an alcoholic, so I don't want to take any risks. This was nice to see. It is purely through personal restraint that Tyler chooses Temperance, and his consistency in working towards this has allowed him to achieve massive success. But interestingly, the man who embodies our next value may be one of Tyler's heroes, but he certainly isn't the picture of sobriety. Instead, he's worked hard amid a fog of lean and weed that's never stifled his creativity one bit. Being a rapper may seem easy to some people, but succeeding in such a competitive industry takes a ton of time and effort. You have guys like Eminem, who treat the studio like a 9-to-5, putting in 40 hours a week or more, and was also known to have attended hundreds of rap battles before he blew up, whilst also going door-to-door to pass out cassette tapes.
I remember I would just take different trips to anywhere I could, just trying to make any kind of name and pass out my cassette.
And how can we forget rappers like Juice WRLD, who still has thousands of songs in the vault, despite the fact he was only 21 and has been deceased for nearly 4 years. While these rappers certainly grind, they don't fully encompass what it means to be a hard worker. Like, just because Currency has dropped 107 projects and counting, and rappers like Gucci Mane dropped 80 song projects, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking the time to put out quality work. Diligence requires work that is both persistent and careful, producing quantity and quality. Many rappers have come close to fitting this mold, and you can say no one quite compared to a rapper like Tupac. Over the course of his career, Tupac recorded over 713 songs and starred in 7 films from 1991 to 1996. He sold 75 million records and 9 platinum albums, plus 7 albums worth of music ready to go for when he died. This all happened at the age of 25 years old, before he sadly lost his life life after being shot in Las Vegas. However, when it comes to mixing being prolific with being potentially one of the all-time GOATs, no one really stacks up to Lil Wayne. It's one thing to make a lot of music, but to do so while also actively shifting the culture at the same time is another thing entirely. But during the mid-2000s, Lil Tunchi managed to do just that. Alongside the mainline studio albums like the Carter series, Wayne also churned in classic mixtapes like The Drought, No Ceilings, and Dedication. So much so that when he started calling himself the best rapper alive in that era, it was pretty much impossible to argue. Operating at the peak of his creativity and productivity all at once, Weezy was an unstoppable monster back then, and to him, it all came down to his work ethic.
The genre that you're attacking, even if it's hip-hop or not, you have to be great in that. You have to be at least good, only if you're willing to turn and work as hard as you can to turn that good into great. And then, you know, come holler at me and you'll be talking about the greatest.
Still churning in records and going on feature runs to this day, Wayne's methods haven't just been pivotal to his career, but taught a whole generation how to succeed. Even someone like Currency, who I mentioned earlier, ultimately bows down to Weezy because not only does he put in the hours, but he takes time to make his words as precise and hard-hitting as possible.
The volume, the output of songs, and and even if he didn't make the song in 5 minutes, it might take you. He might lock in on a few hours to get this one verse down right. I don't go over my shit with as much a magnifying glass as Bro do, and I honor him for that forever and ever because, you know, I'm just having fun with it. Like, yeah. Everything, you know, it's a blessing. You know, when Bro is a machine, you know, he want everything out of it. He have everything.
As well as inspiring those around him, Weezy has also handed down the teaching of diligence and the importance of honing in on your craft to those who were on his Young Money label. In Tyga's eyes, this is what enabled him to maintain a successful career, aspiring to be like Weezy, and never losing the love with the act of creating.
Staying in the studio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like watching you, that was the first time that, like you said, I had ever been on tour, on like a tour bus or anything like that, really moving around and to have so much going on, have success going on, shooting videos, but wherever we was at, you would make sure, like, we going to the studio tonight. All right, we got a show, we in Buffalo tonight. We gonna get off stage, you gonna rock 20,000 people. You got the studio right after, and if we can't go to the studio, we got the studio bus. It was just more like, it was just the work ethic, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, just staying consistent and staying obsessed with it and loving it. I feel like a lot of people fall out of love with it, and that's why motherfuckers fall off, or people just aren't as consistent or not as tapped in. Like, you know, it ain't even about like for the money, it's or the like that. It's just the love.
Through remaining diligent and never taking his skills for granted, Weezy has managed to stay at the top of the rap game and is a prime example of what that can do for a rapper's longevity. Bearing the same surname as Mr. Carter, another rapper known for his incredibly great work ethic is Jay-Z, who became the first billionaire rapper in 2019 through various business ventures outside of his incredible discography. But honestly, I believe he's a better fit for the virtue of kindness. Kindness is something that's not often found in hip-hop. When you have rappers like Roddy Ricch on camera kicking fans in the face, while other rappers like Blueface like to throw money at homeless people as if it's a strip club. There's tons of instances where rappers are often making an absolute fool of themselves, whether it's because they're ego-tripping or just had terrible parents. However, on the contrary, there's rappers who are the complete opposite of this. For example, we have rappers like Logic, who is known to be extremely in tune with his fanbase. He's developed one of the most tight-knit, cult-like followings the genre has ever seen, and there's tons of instances where he's engaging positively with his fans. J. Cole, Kendrick, Post Malone, and Kevin Gates are a few other names who are known to be insanely wholesome and positive. However, what many don't consider when discussing the kindest rapper is Hove. Jay-Z actually happens to be one of the kindest rappers in the industry. This pick may come as a surprise, especially if you've seen clips like this, where Jay accidentally disses his own fans. However, this moment hardly reflects all the ways that Jay-Z expresses kindness to people around him. For starters, Hove has always been an incredibly friendly guy, even early on in his career when he was a young star absolutely blowing up in the rap scene. This was especially clear when he shared this moment with an elderly woman on the subway in New York.
Not very famous, you don't know me. But I'll get there someday. My name is Jay. What's your name?
Ellen, what do you do?
Ellen. make music. I'm on my way to a performance in Brooklyn at the New Brooklyn Arena.
Even now, we've seen plenty of times when he stops to give signatures and talks to fans, even after getting off work or leaving a restaurant. Jay is a busy man, there's no doubt about it. But at every opportunity, it seems that he puts his fans first and does what he can to make their days, even when he's got a busy schedule ahead of him. On top of his friendly nature, Jay is also super generous, especially to fellow rappers. Not only is he always showing love and respect to the rest of the game's greats, but he takes things a step further by embodying the supportive father role of rap, working behind the scenes to uplift a number of other artists. The number of ways he's shown love is immeasurable, but some stand out for sure. Like the time Jay bought a ton of copies of Nipsey Hussle's $100 album when he was on his independent grind.
Jay's always showed you love, though. Didn't he buy like 1,000 copies of your Crenshaw album? What album was the 1,000?
He bought 100 copies of Crenshaw that was $100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not to mention the incredible number of guys who simply cite Jay as their mentor long before there was money at stake, including J. Cole.
Jay was my mentor before I ever signed to him. I studied his moves that much. See? You understand what I'm saying? Like,
or even Yo Gotti.
For me, you know, Jay played like the big homie role, you know, a mentor role. Of course, we partners, you know, he part of all of my business, he helped manage me, give me advice.
He even helped 21 Savage get out of jail when Ice decided to show up at his door in late 2022. Rappers of all ages, backgrounds, and styles can look up to Jay for all that he's done for the game, like signing a ton of up-and-coming artists like Rihanna, Ye, Big Sean, and more. Given that he's willing to pour this much back into the game that he's already invested so much into himself, it only makes sense to credit his generosity. Above all else though, Jay is also really considerate, and this trait shines in his role as a father. Becoming a dad completely changed Jay's outlook on life, and it shows in his many wholesome interactions with his daughter, Blue Ivy. Since she was little, there have been countless clips of him being incredibly sweet, gentle, and fun with his daughter. But what really matters is he's very understanding of her situation and how it's different from his childhood, as both of her parents are both global superstars and A-list celebrities. But despite the millions or even billions of eyes that have been on her family, Jay worked hard to keep her early life low profile and as normal as possible, acknowledging her unique circumstances.
Blue's been born into this world that she didn't ask. She's been born into a life she didn't ask.
And his work certainly paid off, proved by recounts like this one from A$AP Ferg when he visited Jay's home for the first time.
Listen, I opened the door. Well, somebody opened the door for me with white gloves. I walk in, Blue. You only see Blue in Google pictures. I'm saying, oh, she's a real baby in real life.
Between his kindness to fans, generosity in the rap game, and considerate nature as a father, where others try to prime their kids to be stars, there's no doubt that Jay has cemented himself as one of rap's kindest figures. As Jay-Z knows, all of this comes in time, and good things come to those who wait. And our next rapper on this list, who represents the value of patience, knows a lot more than most. In today's world, everything moves so fast. I mean, we go from bumping Uzi's Pink Tape to Travis Scott's long-awaited Utopia in a matter of weeks. The point is, today's pace of change is like nothing we've ever seen, especially within the music industry. This is why patience, the ability to persevere in the face of delay, is so rare, especially among the successful. You've got rappers like YoungBoy, who has released 11 albums in the past 2 years, with guys like Snoop Dogg and Gucci Mane pioneering the record-dumping side of rap years prior. And with the way that some guys rise to the top out of nowhere, it's no wonder why they fall right back off when they don't take the time to improve their craft, like Lil Pump. However, there's one rapper who has been praised and appreciated for his ability to remain patient, and that's Kendrick Lamar. Realistically, K-Dot is a standout rapper who could fall under several of these categories, but his patience may secretly be his greatest attribute that separates him from him and his peers. Kendrick has always played the long game, with each of his works spaced out with plenty of time to perfect and fine-tune what he had created. And he's even on record saying that he can literally take up to 6 months writing one song, such as he did for his track titled All Right.
But I had that record. I was sitting on that record for about 6 months. You know, and I knew it was a great record. I just was trying to find the space and to approach it. What's the approach, you know?
His most recent album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, came after an extensive 5-year hiatus. Despite fans begging him to drop more frequently, he took his time to make the album the best it could possibly be, and it paid off, as most people agreed that it was worth the wait, or at the very least, will admit that he hasn't fallen off at all. Kung Fu Kenny certainly doesn't slack off, though. It takes him years to bring a project together. He started working on Mr. Morale as early as 2019, and even recorded these insane visuals in 2020. But even when he's grinding, he stays true to his patient nature by taking time away from his craft to experience the beauty of life, such as with this trip to Ghana.
I couldn't even tell you what that is. I've just been in the moment. It's life shit. It's all about an experience. And everybody got their own different experience.
Kendrick makes patience look easy by staying in his own lane and remaining true to himself. However, a close second would have come to the next rapper, who represents the next value so well that he's practically become a meme for it. It seems like every rapper has a song about being on the top of the world and the dangers that comes with ego. Kendrick, Kevin Gates, Moneybagg Yo, and many other rappers straight up name songs after the sinful habit. Rap is one of the most competitive genres of music, and we constantly see its artists claiming that they're the best and that nobody compares to their ability. It's a key element of the style, that bold confidence, which helps them stay on top in a really competitive world. While this applies to most rappers, one man stands out for his ability to keep his ego at bay, and that's none other than J. Cole. Humility is defined as a modest opinion of one's importance and is embodied by J. Cole in many ways, but most notably, his lifestyle. While most people's goal is to live within their means, J. Cole has shown that it's possible to live well below them and continue thriving. This isn't to say that he doesn't have a huge house with lavish amenities, drive nice cars, or go on extravagant vacations. He's worth millions of dollars, after all. It's more about the areas of his life that he chooses to live simply. He's been spotted biking around the city, taking public transportation, and even just chilling at his food truck. He's even gone viral for candidly showing the fact that he had a shattered iPhone screen while buying a fan's meal for him, which prompted responses like, "Man is worth $1 million and can't replace a screen protector." In an interview with Kevin Hart, he even admits that he doesn't really have a splurge that he spends millions on.
Do you spend it on? What's the splurge?
I can't really sit here and bruh,
I like that.
Yeah, no.
That makes sense. From the space of
I wish I had something for you though. I wish I had something dope.
Well, like, I don't, I like that you don't though. I like that you are you.
His most humble moment, however, definitely has to be before he was famous. As one of J. Cole's most famous stories is how he waited for hours in the rain just to give a beat CD to Jay-Z that he rejected taking. But he still managed to become the first rapper he ever signed just a year after taking the rejection as motivation to do better.
Is that a true story about Hell you yeah. waiting outside 2 hours?
Shit, it was longer than that. Talking about for Jay-Z yeah. back in the days? Yeah, that's a real story. Me and E waited hours. Shit started raining. We had a little personal bottle, E and J, sharing the shit. He pulled up, hopped out the car. I had a CD, a beat CD I had made, and I tried to like hand him the CD. I had put it in volume 3, his album volume 3. I had put the CD inside of that. So I handed him the CD and he looked at it. He's seeing his cover of an album that did not come out yet, by the way. He's like, "Yo, what the fuck is this?" And bro, look, no bullshit. Nigga looked at it and he was like, "I don't want that shit, man. Get that shit to shit. Like, man." And I was just crushed. Like, we was like, "Fuck, Jay-Z." Like, we walked around the corner to the McDonald's for like 15 minutes. We was like, "Man, fuck this nigga, bro." That's ready. We was like, "Man, he on some bullshit, bro. That's yeah. fucked up." Like, yeah. boom, boom, boom. No bullshit. A year later, I got a call that Jay-Z wanted to meet me because he heard a few of my songs from Mark Pitts, and he wanted me to come to his office. And of course, I ended up getting signed.
Another thing J. Cole is often idolized for is how he chooses to dress, as he's been photographed many times wearing clothes that make him look extremely bummy. And in the eyes of his Dreamville signee, Jid, he looks like he's about to borrow somebody's charger or something. And this isn't one of those separate the art from the artist moments either. Just by taking a look at some of his performances, we see moments of humility scattered all over. For example, he isn't afraid to honor his roots and perform at his old college, or perform records by other great artists like Biggie Smalls to pay respect. He doesn't even feel that he's above performing in the rain, just so his fans can hear his music they love. Something an artist have chose to pass on in the past. There are plenty of other things I can mention without a doubt, but J. Cole represents humility on a level that simply can't be matched, cementing himself amongst the rest of these artists who characterize the seven heavenly virtues like no one else in the genre.